Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm Adam Paulus. It's June 3rd, and I've had some great stuff that I want to talk about for a while, but I use the term loosely. One of the problems of this business is that there's so much new and interesting and fun stuff that it's actually getting kind of hard to keep up with all of it on a once-a-week basis. That's one of the reasons we do sets and cases instead of just a figure, because otherwise we'd never get through all this stuff. But the Star Wars The Force Awakens Black Series 6-inch action figures Wave 6 and 6 Revision 1 are shipping now-ish. We've had stock, we've lost stock because people buy it all. And this might be the last wave before Rogue One, but I don't know for a fact that it is. So I'm assuming it is, since we're not that far off, since that stuff's going to start soon. Wave 6 includes a First Order Snowtrooper, Kanan Jarrus, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Ahsoka Tano, while Revision 1 has the Flame Trooper and Jango Fett, and drops the Han Solo. So, you've got options. And they're all pretty good options. That Jango figure is pretty amazing. And that Flame Trooper is nothing to sneeze at. It was weird, because locally I go to a lot of stores just to see what's out there. I saw them hanging like crazy. People just were not buying Flame Troopers, and now it seems they're all gone. So which case you get is up to you, but you should get one. I like Wave 6 proper, because in it you get two Snowtroopers, plus Han Solo, Kanan Jarrus, Ahsoka Tano, and Luke. And if you don't watch Star Wars Rebels, you probably should. It's mostly a great show. There's a couple of things on it that are a little strange for Star Wars, but that's the future. Things change and evolve, and, you know, you get used to it, or you don't, and I like most of it. I won't say what I don't like, but you know, maybe you'll like all of it, and then you'll be like, oh, that guy's an idiot, and I'll be like, yeah, a little bit, yeah, I'm kind of stupid. You wouldn't be wrong. But the Snowtrooper in this set has a cool rifle and a backpack. It has a comma around its legs. It's K-A-M-A, not C-O-M-M-A, and he's got some Macquarie-esque markings on his chest armor. Actually, the whole thing looks kind of like a futuristic, retro 1970s Ralph Macquarie concept painting. If you've seen The Art of the Empire Strikes Back and The Empire Strikes Back sketchbook, you might recognize elements of this. It's a good figure. He stands just fine. You can build an army of them. It wasn't prominently featured in the movie. There was also a retailer-exclusive variant for a Snowtrooper officer with a shoulder pad. We don't sell that. And actually, it came and went pretty quickly. I got mine, and I like toys. So, it's a good figure. I like it. If it's in the sequel, it's going to have a much more prominent role, I hope. If it's not, well, at least they made one and you can have one now. I mean, that's one of the nice things about figures being designed before a movie. They don't know it's going to be deleted scene fodder, and they'll just make it. They go, oh, that looks cool, let's make one. And you get the benefit of everyone's ignorance over what the final edit looks like. Kanan is cool. One of my buddies said he looks a little bit more like a famous actor, and I would agree. He has a blaster and a lightsaber you can split into three pieces. The blade comes out, and the hilt breaks apart, too, and there's places to plug it on his belt, just like on the show. It's really great. The figure has excellent articulation. Bend and swivel wrists. He's got nicely sculpted index fingers. Pretty good paint job. The skin is a little more on the translucent side, which we've seen more lately on figures, but the armor's great. The deco's gorgeous. He's got phenomenally well-sculpted pants. The texture on his shirt and pants are just out of this world. Rocker ankles, double-jointed knees. This is a very good figure. I highly recommend it if you're a fan of Rebels. If you aren't a fan of Rebels, this may inspire you to watch it. He reminds me a lot of the dude from Star Wars The Force Unleashed, Rom Koda, just in terms of the hair and the Jedi thing. And there's other details, too, that you'd understand more if you played the game and watched the show. And I don't want to necessarily ruin those for you, so let's not do that. Han Solo is Han Solo. I think we've gone over him here before, but he's got great articulation. It looks a lot more like Harrison Ford does today. Jacket's a little big. Pants are a little high. It's appropriate. Gun goes in the holster, just like Kanan's. And it's a good-looking figure for a decent price. Luke Skywalker is interesting in a variety of ways, not the least of which is they opted to give him a cloth tunic instead of a plastic one. I would have guessed they were going to stay away from that. His macro binoculars clip onto his belt, and he's got a lightsaber with a removable blade, and the hilt has a little hook at the end of it that you can hang on another hook on his belt. And it looks cool. I mean, it looks like Luke. He's a little pale, a little translucent, but he's basically okay. I mean, if they do a variant out of a different kind of plastic someday, I think it'll be a good sculpt. Hair looks good. It's very 1970s-y. The boots and the wrappings look great. The pants look right. I'm a little worried if I ever take off the tunic that I'll never be able to get it to look right again, so I'm not going to take his belt off and see what it looks like under there. But it looks good, and he can hold it, and he's got bend and swivel wrists, and they have no problems holding his lightsaber with both hands. So it's a very good figure, and it seems to me if they ever make a land speeder, it's already perfect for it. And I really hope they make a land speeder. I mean, after the speeder bike and Tauntaun and Wampa, especially Jabba, I don't think it's going to happen. Especially the TIE Fighter. I mean, it's a great TIE Fighter, but I don't know how it sold, but I see them around. And it's really big. So seeing a modest vehicle like the land speeder would be very exciting, and I hope they do it someday, but I digress. I don't know if they will. This is a cool Luke figure, and I can't wait to see if they make the rest of the original 12 at least, because I've met a couple of collectors over the years who said to me, you know, I'd like the Black Series, but if they don't do the original 12, what's the point? And I'm amazed anyone likes the Star Destroyer Commanders and Navy Troopers or whatever you want to call them that much, but I don't disagree that a Tusken Raider and a Jawa would be very nice. Rounding out the wave is Ahsoka Tano, a fascinating character, especially if you've been with us for a while, because back in 2008, the Clone Wars movie had Ahsoka Tano as this little 12-year-old girl who hung out with Anakin Skywalker and called him Sky Guy, which was admittedly pretty annoying, but other than that, she was a fun kid adventurer on a cartoon for all ages. And she got to grow up on the show and have more responsibilities and became somebody fans really gravitated toward quite quickly. Kids immediately latched onto her, and the action figure was hard to get. If you looked on eBay and Amazon back in 2008, Ahsoka was usually the first one to sell out. And she commanded a premium price, which is something I personally hate. I'd rather just everyone get the figures they wanted at a retail price. Box, a set, whatever you got to do. But that's me. And it did great. It sold. I mean, back then the whole idea was girls don't buy Star Wars toys, and apparently they do. Other versions of Ahsoka became gradually more and more expensive, like ridiculously expensive, and I'm sure people who bought them are very happy. And those who didn't are probably just begging for a reissue. And Ahsoka does get a new figure on a fairly regular basis because she was a pretty big star in Star Wars Rebels Season 2, which is kind of a spoiler, but Season 2 is over, and who cares? The little 3¾-inch version came out in September in a 2-pack with Darth Vader. You might still be able to get her. Check our website for details. And she's great. This is the same outfit. It's from Rebels. So she's grown up. She's got the head tails and stuff that looks longer and more defined. And her outfit is a mix of Clone Wars armor parts, boots, and she's got lightsabers that are basically really pale blue. They should be white, but they're pale blue. They have hooks on the end. She can hang them on her belt if she wants. And it's a good-looking figure. I mean, she stands. The sculpt's decent. The paint job's got paint where it should be. And I wish she had an appropriate Darth Vader to fight. And maybe she will. You know, I mean, they're going to have to make another Darth Vader, right? There we go. It's a good-looking figure. A lot of articulation. Double-jointed knees. You might want to stand for long-term prospects. And that goes without saying for pretty much any 6-inch figure with lots of articulation. Because even if the joints are good, heat and time and gravity can soften things a little bit. And, you know, all you have to do is throw your balance off by a couple of millimeters and a figure can fall over. It's not a design flaw. It just happens. Having these extra options on how you pose your figures, it's different. Like the old 3¼-inch figures that I grew up with, and I guess now the Force Awakens generation grows up with, you have 5 joints. So basically, if it's standing up and with its arms at its side, unless something was done wrong in the design phase, it's just going to stand up. Like this new Chewbacca here. He ain't going nowhere. He's been standing at my desk for months, unsupported. He's never going to fall over unless there's an earthquake. Or perhaps a giant piece of space debris goes over your house at 4 in the morning and rattles the midnight sky. Or 4 a.m. sky. But who's saying? Anyway, these are good figures. I like them very much, and I've been talking way too long about them, so you can tell I'm enthusiastic. Go to our site and pick up some Black Series figures today. I recommend it. We have an exclusive box set, too, which we came up with last year. I mentioned it back then, but I'm going to mention it again. We get a droid, TIE Fighter pilot, a red stormtrooper, which is real cool, and a sand trooper, all from the original trilogy and his expanded universe, for about, I believe it is... actually, let me take a look, because I don't remember what it costs. type in Crimson Stormtrooper on our website, and it's $99.99 with free shipping. That is not bad. It has cool accessories. I like them a lot. And we have other Black Series figures as well, and I don't want to be cliche, but why not collect them all? They're very good. And hopefully some of the ones you missed will come back in some new format. I mean, seriously, they have to reissue Boba Fett. They have to bring back Darth Vader. You guys love this stuff too much to not have another crack at it if you missed it. And why should you be penalized for not paying attention the first time? I'm being sincere. I don't think you should be. So have a good weekend. Buy some action figures. See you Monday. And I'll be back on Friday with more stuff. I'm excited. Lots of toys. More toys are coming, and we're some time away from another big Star Wars product launch. Now that they're doing reshoots, who knows what'll change with the toys, if anything. Who knows what toys we'll get that were a vestigial tale of a lost scene. I mean, this is an exciting time to be alive. So when it comes time to buy Star Wars figures this year for Rogue One, just buy the new stuff. Don't worry about it. Just buy it. You'll worry about it later. There's going to be something neat in there. I know it. There has to be. So I'm going to ratchet that enthusiasm down, and I will see you next week on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Follow us at news.entertainmentearth.com, and check us out on Facebook.